I would suggest that go into the deepest part of your mind, if you as deep as you can go right now with your ordinary way of thinking, just go as deep as you can, and seek out the experience that you've had in your life that has been the most painful, the most harmful, the one that you cannot forget. Okay? So this is in meditation, by the way. Just thinking about that experience. And then look at all the damage that you've done to yourself, we've done to ourselves, by repeatedly thinking about that pain and that suffering. Geshe-la says in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, this is like rubbing salt into a wound. Somebody wounded us. Okay? And then instead of allowing that wound to heal, no, every day we take some salt and we rub it into the wound. Ah, that's hurting me, isn't it? This is what we're doing when we revisit those situations in the past. So we should stop doing that, stop. Instead, think, go use this teaching, thinking, this person was teaching me about my own negative actions. This person was teaching me that I created the cause for them to harm me in that way. This person is teaching me this. So instead of, as I have been doing for 50 years or however many years, instead of, you know, thinking this person is a horrible person, a bad person, now I need to change my recognition of that person. Think this person actually may be an emanation, maybe a manifestation of my spiritual guide, maybe a teacher. Doesn't matter. They're teaching me something. So I should be grateful to them. Not angry, not resentful, no. I should be grateful because they're helping me improve myself, to purify my negativities. They're helping me to do that. So thinking like this, we completely change our attitude towards that horrible situation. I will say, you know, I'll say, if you can't do this, then you're always going to have horrible situations that will not go away. Those get more and more and more in the future. You're not letting go of the old situations and transforming them. So therefore, you're creating the cause for more to come in the future through getting angry, retaliating, and so forth. So dig deep, go deep into your mind, find that situation, okay? And then bring up this wisdom, Buddha's wisdom. What does it say? The only reason people harm me, so the only reason that situation happened, the only reason is because I created the cause. Okay? I created the cause. Secondly, we can think like this. These people are teaching me about the law of karma. Oh, I already said that, sorry. By deceiving me and repaying my help with harm, they are reminding me that in the past, I deceived and I harmed others. They are betraying me only because I betrayed them or others in previous lives. They're encouraging me to purify my negative karma and to refrain from harmful actions in the future. How kind they are. They must be my spiritual guide, emanated by Buddha. This is the way to think. I promise, for my own tiny experience, a little bit of experience of this teaching. This is medicine. This is powerful medicine to cure us of our inner disease of delusion, resentment, anger, jealousy, you know, resentment, particularly resentment. When people harm us, we resent it and we hold that memory in our mind year after year, decade after decade. We ruin our life. We harm our own life by doing this. So we shouldn't do this. We want to be a happy person. We do this. Yeah? Otherwise, love is impossible. Real love is impossible. For those who cannot do this, I would say, the only love they can have is a kind of conditional love, which is it's actually a type of delusion. It's a self-cherishing, actually, isn't it? I will love you if you love me under these conditions. If you do all these things that I want you to do, then I will be good to you. That isn't love. That's entering into a business contract, isn't it? Based on your own terms, my terms. This relationship is on my terms. No, never going to work. Never going to work, is it? So this is one way you can think. And if we, anyway, if we can do this, please, if you want to look at the reference, it's in New Eight Steps to Happiness, these teachings. So thinking in this way, if we can think in this way, we can transform a situation that would normally give rise to anger or self-pity into a powerful lesson, into the need for purification. That's what it's about. We engage in practices of purification to rid ourselves, to remove from ourselves, to expel from our mind the negative tendencies, the negative karmas that we created that lead to these situations. Okay? Purification doesn't have to be painful or difficult or long. Purification practice can happen very quickly. Buddha loves us all. He wants us quickly to be overcome our problems. So he gives many special methods, such as the meditation recitation on Buddha Vajrasattva, or the prostrations, 35 confession Buddhas, something like this. Any virtuous action, any good action you do is a purification. We can quickly purify our negativities. We don't need to get worried about all the bad things we've done. Just purify and move on, isn't it? Purify, move on, purify, move on. My daily life. Purify, move on, purify. Every day we do negative things. Purify and then forget. Yeah? Purify and then forget. So this is a teaching in purification. All those terrible experiences that we've had in our life are a great opportunity. If we take these teachings and transform our mind, we can purify and make our mind very pure. And then it's easy to generate the three types of love, the three aspects of love.